All right, now what about creating projects for SharePoint Online? Well, this part of the video is going to get start is where things are going to get a little outdated, because as Microsoft releases new versions of the SharePoint framework, we're going to see the numbers here that I'm going to use are going to be a little bit different. Specifically, is probably going to be the most things that are going to change here is the version of the SharePoint framework and also the version of Node that we're installing, because we want to use the latest and greatest of what's been provided to us. Welcome back to the Voitanos Podcast. I'm Andrew Connell. This episode is also available as a blog post on Voitanos.io and as a video on the Voitanos YouTube channel at Voitanos.tv. Check the show notes for links to these other options by Microsoft. Well, again, just to recap, we have two versions of Node that are installed, version 6 and version 8. The next thing we want to install is, at the time of the recording, the current production, like generally available release of the SharePoint framework is 1.13.1. That supports or is supported, supports running Node v14. So that code name is LTS Fermium. So let's go ahead and install a version of Node for working with SharePoint framework 1.13. So I'll say NVM install LTS Fermium. That'll install fairly quickly. There we go. And now I can go install everything else that we need. So I'll just say npm install, we'll use that one. I do know that we do need gulp v4 for 1.13 that's in the release notes. And then I'll also just say instead, and this is the part where you can get a little like, you can get a little cute with this. There are aliases for each of the packages that you can use as well. So I know that if I choose latest, that's gonna give me the most current production release, generally available release of the SharePoint framework that's been released. So the only thing you gotta be careful here is that, okay, do I have the right version of Node installed? Do I have the right version of Yeoman installed? Just check the release notes and make sure it's cool. So I'm gonna go ahead and install the latest release of the SharePoint framework here. Everything is now good. We got everything installed. Okay, now the cool thing here, now we got this, we got our SharePoint Online environment set up for doing SharePoint framework development. A couple more things, we can create a few more aliases. So I will say NVM alias, we want, which one do we just install? We just installed, we better back up, I'm gonna forget this. So let's say NVM ls 14.18.2. So NVM alias, we did SPFX 1.13.1 for SP, or for v14.18.2. And we did, and this was for SharePoint Online. So I'll do SPFX-SPO. Cool. And we'll do NVM LS. And again, this is great because now I'm still don't have to keep track of what version do I have installed, what's available to me. I've got two things right here, SPFX or SharePoint 2016, SharePoint 2019, and SharePoint Online. But wouldn't it be cool if we could do one more? You bet. Let's see how to do this and set up a beta environment or an environment we can use for testing some of the SharePoint framework beta deployments. So if I did an npm info at Microsoft/generator-SharePoint, what I'm going to see when this comes back is it's going to tell me that the latest version of the SharePoint framework generator that's available to me is 1.13.1. That's the generally available version. But I can see here that they have a beta version that's also available that they're working on. So 1.14.0-beta4. Let's install a beta environment. Now, if I go read the release notes for this, I know that this thing is only supported up to Node v14. Well, that can be a bit of a challenge because now, if I just saw a second ago where I did an NVM LS, you saw where I was using, I installed Fermium, but Fermium points to 14.18.2, which we clearly already have installed. I can't use the same thing. So what I have to do is find another version that I can use. So I know that there's one version less that I can go to. Instead of getting the list right now, I could do NVM LS remote or dash remote. And that would give me a list of all the different Node versions that are available to install. It takes a second to get all those though. So I'm gonna just speed things along and I'm gonna say NVM install v14.18.1. So I'm gonna go one version back. generally, that's just finding another version that's available to me that's pretty close to the current one. It's close enough. So now that that's installed, let's now do the same thing. We got to say npm install, and we want the same stuff, except this time, instead of saying latest, I'm going to say I want next. And I'm going to let it go through and install all the stuff that it needs for my project or for creating projects right now. But this is using the most recent beta that's available for the SharePoint framework. Now that we have our beta environment all set up, I'm now going to say nvm alias. I know that the one we created was 14.18.1. I'm now going to call this one, the alias we have here is 14.0-beta.4. And then I'm going to do the same thing that we've done in the past, but I'm going to make it easier to figure out what this is by saying SPFX beta, like that. And so now what I have, if I do nvm ls, I now have a developer environment that can create projects for SharePoint Online using the latest version of SharePoint framework. I can do it for SharePoint 2016 to create 1.1 versions of my projects. I can do it for 2019, and I can do it for SharePoint SE as well, which means I can do all the different possible SharePoint deployment options and create all these different projects. And the cool thing is it's all on one machine. I'm able to do that primarily because I'm using the tool NVM to manage different node versions that are out there. Not sure what NVM is, go Google it up or come over to my blog. I've got a note. I'll put a link here in the notes of the video where I've written about it and show you how great this tool is and makes your life so much easier. Now let's see how to create a SharePoint developer environment in Windows for SharePoint Online. And this is going to be using the latest and greatest version of the SharePoint framework. All the same stuff still applies that you just saw in the macOS version. We're using SharePoint framework 1.13. So again, we're going to need a version of Node version 14 to install. So we know that we were using on our macOS version, 14.18.2 is available. So I'll say nvm install 14.18.2. We will then switch over to using that version we just installed. So nvm use 14.18.2. And now let's go install everything that we need to install. npm install at gulp or gulp CLI at 2.3.0, yeoman at version 4. We do know we need that for the SharePoint framework 1.13.1. And then we need Microsoft generator SharePoint at latest. Cool. So now you can see that we've got our environment is all set up for working with SharePoint Online now and using the latest version of the SharePoint framework. Folder where we can create our projects. I'll create a new folder for this. So this will be spfx-spo, cd spfx-spo, and we'll do yo at Microsoft/SharePoint. And we'll be able to see that we're definitely running with the latest version of the SharePoint framework because we can see we're 1.13.1. So I don't need to go about creating a project here. That's pretty self-explanatory that we've got that up and running and that our generator is working. Now let's see how we can set up SharePoint framework development for working with SharePoint Online and specifically a beta version of the SharePoint framework. So again, we're going to install, we'll double check and just see a list of everything we have installed here. We know that 14.18.1 is available because we use that on macOS. So I'll say nvm install 14.18.1. Now we'll use that version. So nvm use 14.18.1. And I will say, let's go ahead and install everything that we need. So I'll say npm install gulp-cli at 2.3.0, yeoman version 4, and the Microsoft SharePoint framework generator-sharepoint at next. All right, so now you can see that we've now created our SharePoint developer environment and it now supports SharePoint framework beta. In this case here, it's 1.14, beta 4 of 1.14. So again, you know, I can come back. If I come over here and I do an nvm ls, we can see we've got a bunch of different versions of Node installed, and each one of them has a different version of the SharePoint framework set up. So right now you can see I'm on 14.18.1. If I did an npm list-g --depth equals 0, what we'll see here is that we're running SharePoint framework, the beta version 1.14.0, beta 4. However, the version that we installed a minute ago on a previous in a previous video, we had 14.18.2. That was for the latest version of the SharePoint framework for SharePoint Online. And then you can see I've got two other ones set up here. One of these, I think 18.17, that's for SharePoint 2019, SharePoint Server 2019, and SharePoint Server Subscription Edition. And 6.17.1, that's for SharePoint Framework, SharePoint Server 2016 Feature Pack 2, to where we can create projects using SharePoint Framework 1.1. So here you can see you got one machine that is now set up to do SharePoint framework development for all possible environments. If you got any questions about this, please feel free to leave a comment below the video, or feel free to head over to the blog posts and you'll get a bunch that are all referenced in the show notes and you to get a bunch of additional links and guidance and explanation on how everything is all set up. All these definitive guides that I did for the different on-prem versions, hoping they'll be very useful for you. So with that, thanks a lot for watching. Thanks for tuning into this episode, and I hope you learned something. You got a question or a comment? Let me know what you think by dropping a comment or tweeting me at Andrew Connell or at Voitanos. And if you like this episode, I'd really appreciate it if you would share this episode with your friends. This episode is also available as a blog post on Voitanos.io and as a video on the Voitanos YouTube channel at Voitanos.tv. I've included links in the show notes to these other resources, and don't forget to subscribe in your favorite podcast app to be notified of future episodes.